America's children hypnotized. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Some parents, taking their cue from the mainstream talk media, have been warning us about today's presidential attempt to indoctrinate America's children.
I don't want my child raised to be a little community organizer.
And so the White House released the text of the speech yesterday so the ideas could seep into children's brains even if they didn't watch. Ideas like this, quote, "What you look like, where you come from, what you've got going on at home, that's no excuse for neglecting your homework."
They're not old enough yet. To me, if you're speaking to them when they're young, then there's coming in the point of indoctrination.
Quote, "I know a lot of you have challenges in your lives. I know what that's like. I was raised by a single mother."
It's always me, me, me with him. That was another impression I got.
Quote, "The story of America isn't about people who quit when things got tough. It's about people who love their country too much to do anything less than their best."
His agenda is not American.
"Don't ever give up on yourself, because when you give up on yourself, you give up on your country."
Well, as a Republican, I just don't feel it's proper for the classroom.
I just don't think that my child needs to be forced to watch the president.
Yes, parents tried to protect their kids. But I fear it may be too late. The president is such a spellbinder that even before the speech, kids seem to know exactly what his agenda for them would be.
He's probably going to be like, to like try your best, make an effort, you know, and...
You see, it's too late. Too late! Too late! Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.